tell you why I know there would be a future for you is so much more important than who might have fiddled around in the Giza pyramids, that it's almost a time waster to think about it. I serve only God of light. Light is the source of all things. All things. All. A-L-L. And it is infinite. It is forever. And through this light projection, this thought, because light is God, God is light. And through the projection of his lighted thought are you manifest. We have so many things coming together now. And yet we've had to spend time in the most miserable disclosures and uncoverings and integration of that which daring ones have brought forth before, so that you can witness what they've done to you, what they have lied to you, because it is so massive that the being goes into total denial about it. And yet, this same group is planning, probably around the middle of May, you're going to be getting even some advertisements about it. They're going to try to prove to you that there are beings from outer space. They've got a lot of things planned for around the 17th of May. So keep your eyes and ears open and act accordingly to what your senses tell you. You don't have earthquakes on one edge of the continent toward the lower San Andreas. And then in a few days, you have another massive one on the other end. And I believe there's another question here that asked me, are these man-made? Of course.
Tom, could I give you a piece of news I heard this morning?
Yes, let's share.
CNN, they were interviewing a woman from up Eureka who just had the news, and they asked her, you know, the details, what she felt about it and so forth. She says, well, you can even hear them in the atmosphere.
Oh, yes.
Says, oh, what do you mean? She says, well, it sounds like a song to them.
Yes, I knew that, and I thank you. I thank you. Especially the ones that happened this morning. You see, what happened yesterday in this little town was that they were already having a celebration. There was a lot of noise, and then when that confusion hits, ones are not aware of what they heard until they literally get quiet and go back and try to restructure it. This is a native, natural response of human consciousness to just blanket. And these ones who have worked at the deceiving elements in your society know exactly how it works and what they can get away with. And they're getting ready to blame Space Command. The only way that you can be prepared is to know the truth of it. And yet ones will not open their eyes and ears enough to accept the truth of it, because somehow this is too weirdville. All of the things happening on your planet today, and they consider that communications via translator is weird. Your preachers get up in their pulpits every Sunday night, every Wednesday evening at prayer meeting, and we all join together and we pray and we're waiting for the coming, and where the hell do they think anyone's going to come from? Up through those earthquake cracks. If it comes off of this terrestrial place, it is extraterrestrial. And if I wanted to spend the time, I would just play the tapes from yesterday and let that be the meeting, because we need to discuss those things. And I cannot, in your limitation of time and space, get it all discussed. It's serious time. Many, many great and wondrous things are going to be happening. I say great and wondrous because you are the hope of this planet. And yet you need to know these clues. You need to feel this excitement of your mission coming into fruition. You have three kinds of world beings on your place within your functioning atmosphere and planet. You have all of these that you can reach out and touch and are in solid human form. For whatever reason, I don't want to go into it. These are corporeal. Then you have amphoriums.
Would you say that?
Well, no, I won't. Because I'm not sure what you call them. Atmospheriums.
Well, an anthurium is a flower.
Yes, I know, and I realized it the minute I said it. You are a petunia, and you are a zinnia. And please hold it in your heart. She's not even going to atmospherium. Thank you. We had to sneak it past her. She's still in the flower garden. You see, any translator is going to have to try to find a word in the language that fits.
And that was close.
It was as near as we often get. These are just higher frequency beings. And every one of you in this room are moving into that level of functioning, that frequency, where you are becoming not, no pun intended to your Weight Watchers, where you're becoming much lighter. I know Diane is over there. Why isn't it reflected on those scales? Well, how could Weight Watchers sell you all that stuff if you lost all that weight? So you have to hang in there with their program and your own. And then you have the Aetherians. These are the invisible beings who I guess you could describe as vapors or energy forms, but with capability of being whatever we choose to be. Now, ones want to say, oh, well, we'll go through this metamorphosis and we will all be in the fifth dimension. No, you will not. You don't just hop from one dimension to another because the time of a transition and an evolution of a planet takes place. You're moving into a time where you will be entering a cycle that happens regularly. It is only impacted by compression and expansion, as all things, all thought, all light, all cause, all effect in the universe. So you cannot put a finite hour on it. You can only take the movement and action of the whole. And this is what yesterday's tapes are about, and I would like to just mention it enough that this will be some of the most valid, wonderful information that we've given you. Because now we're going to step out of this tragedy of Earth as much as we can. When we wrap up this CIA stuff, you will now know who the enemy is. And they can get up at any segment where anyone from anywhere is speaking, and they can shout it, anti-Semitic, and it won't mean a thing to you. And as things unfold, it will mean less and less and less and less to them also. Because as things begin to unfold, there's going to have to be an eye-opening experience. You do not have earthquakes at either end of a fault and nothing in the middle. So you have to say, well, what are they doing? Even if they're Atharians, what in the soup are they doing? Well, they're just really getting you ready. Just like the Peruvian cargo plane. What in the name of anything would you have a super cargo plane running around in Peru, either with or without permission? Obviously, to haul cocaine to the United States, which is the major purchaser and importer. Oh, but we were not, of course. What were they doing there in the first place? In a nation in upheaval. Now, what do you get about Peru? Oh, those naughty, naughty people. They took over the government, cast out the Constitution, and we are going to go to war with them. We're going to put sanctions on them. We're going to do all this stuff. Why would you do that? And here I take extreme exception to what Dr. Coleman came up with. His informants told him the people were not behind this. The people are 95% behind this man. He fired the Congress. And yesterday he fired the judicial system. He is bringing back into control the nation. Well, America doesn't like it, and you can guess why. This is exactly what is required to regain your own constitution. And Ross Perot cannot do it. He will not do it. He does not have insight enough. He does not know enough yet. Otherwise, he could do it. But he doesn't know these things any more than you knew them. He is also a victim of the lie. Having been treated pretty well financially by this elite bunch, he cannot see that there is no industry upon which to build left in your nation. And yet even that could be surmounted. You see, there are all these little hidden laws. If you move your pharmaceutical industry to Costa Rica or Puerto Rico, you don't have to pay any federal tax. And you can ship all your pharmaceuticals back into the United States tax-free. So they all go. Well, if somebody took over your government and said you won't ship a confounded pill back in, you would find reactivation of these plants. And if you've got the immigration problem under control, I didn't say like they do it now. This isn't free trade. This is treason. And when this master puppet speaks to the American organization, he speaks different tongue, people, than he does when he speaks to you. And if you don't keep hooked onto that cable and run past C-SPAN very often, you will not get it. It is not intended that you get it at all. And yet some things have to be run, or you really will come up in arms. You are going to pass through and into this photon belt. All of your scientists know it. Your astronomers know it. You don't have new planets coming into your solar system. You are moving closer into the solar system of Pleiades. Alcyon is your central sun. Let's stop playing games about it. You're big enough to understand. You come from Pleiades, and you come from the lighted segment of experience, and you're pushed down here into a time of what is called darkness, which is indicated by day and night. And that period lasts some 10,000 years. Then you will pass through another segment of some 2,000 years of light. That means you will have reflection from the suns of Pleiades and your own sun. And they're working diligently trying to clear your atmosphere and change things around your place so that you don't make it into this photon belt. Well, you're going to make it into the photon belt. That is as inevitable as is experience itself. God is sucking back. Creator is sucking back on his sucking in cycle. He got weary of blowing out. You're about the seventh solar system from Alcyon. You're the little people, the little brothers. You're going to meet yourself because you're not new. You're the lighted people to guide this place into its lighted cycle. Now you're going to be getting some clues about this. And I was interested in the conversation that was taking place just before we began, because you have a project. Top secret. Nobody knows about this. Everybody knows about this. You now have crafts running around in Southern California that are like two pyramids stuck together. That's called the Blackbird Project. That is to confuse all of you who thought the Blackbird was the SR-71. Oh, well, goodness gracious me. So when I countered that earlier on, I about gave Dr. Coleman's people a heart attack. Where did you get that information? Well, it isn't very hard to get information. But this is a remarkable craft. And they launched them right over here, over your mountain.
Commander?
Yes.
I pointed that Tuesday last in San Diego, they made a mistake and an amateur photographer had a night vision lens on his video camera and took a picture of one of those aircraft flying, and they showed it on television on Channel 10. And so it was on 11 o'clock news, and then they had an Irish rendering. I called the next day, and they denied that they ever had that, that that was a hoax, and it lost the master.
Yes. Oh, my, they do lose a lot of things. Well, the interesting part of the conversation was that you... technology on your place. You see, you ones want to go recreate things. Let us make some frequency boxes and blast out little viruses. You don't need to do that. Plus, you've already got it, and they already have it perfected. You're not going to do it. For one thing, it's already obsolete. And most of the ones tinkering with it and selling it know it doesn't work any better than the mind would work if it believed something was helping. And I usually try to play games with you so that I don't offend you and have you walk out before you ever hear anything important. But the technology on your earth now is basically the free energy type of utilization of these photons, light thrust systems. And they are very remarkable because you will see the light moving away from the bright lights, which appear to be the headlights on any craft. These are the thrust systems. They will always be to the rear. Now, would you like to tell these people in this room where the headlights were?
They were in the back of the aircraft.
Notably brilliant, bright. So we have some interesting things to talk about. From Australia, this has been pushed around, channeled, frequency studied on the possibilities and feasibilities, arrangements being pushed through to get it inhabitable soon for Australia, New Zealand, for the elite. They're covering all their bases all the time. Because after you get into this period of time, it will be your regular ice age coming back, probably. Now, this is what they're trying to do. Ignite the radioactive belt around your planet. That's always there, and I've told you what will happen. You're going to have a brilliant, brilliant burning light that will be completely around your globe if that happens. But they would then be able to pull off or drain off much of this photon energy. So we'll see. The most important thing you must know is that if your sun moves into this belt first, you'll go into immediate darkness. This will last for a very short period of time while you adjust, because there is no such thing as total voidance of light, not as you recognize it. And God works in mysterious ways, and guess what happens? You become luminescent. You glow in the dark. But all things will produce their own luminescence, which will give you enough visualization to get around. This could last up to a week. It probably will last 4 to 5 days. If the earth hits that belt first, your sky will light up, and for this same period of days, maybe less, just a little bit, because you won't notice how the difference is at the end of this few days. It will appear that your atmosphere is on fire. Very bright, very terrifying, because it will just be there. It will not be a heated or a hot heat, but it would be X-ray, and it will be very damaging. Stay inside.
Is that what the Hopis talked about in their prophecy?
Yes.
Commander?
Yes.
What factors are dependent on whether the sun gets there first or whether we do? And
hold on a minute. We're going to practice here. Use the mic, please.
What factor?
Hey, that's really good.
What factors are included in whether or not the sun gets there first or the earth gets there first, and how long until our solar system enters that belt?
Compression and expansion of that belt itself, because the speed with which your planet is making its progress and going through its rotation is very little changed. Even though your location to Pleiades is getting closer to Pleiades. But the extent of expansion or contraction of this 2,000 year cycle of photon, or this photon belt, can vary. And it can vary according to what man does to it, many, many things. It can be impacted greatly. So it just, we can speculate. I will not for you. Forgive me, I will not. You ones get completely hung up on these things, and I want you prepared for both. Either one. If you're prepared, it doesn't matter either way. I understand the question, and I understand why you want to know. But if you go back and read Connection with the Pleiades, you will find all those answers in there, and I'm not going to repeat them, because I want you ones to start doing your work. And stop being afraid. Because the minute you know how it works, you stop the fear. And I know that it has been a long, hard journey to get to here. And I know that you just want all this information showered down on you. All I can tell you, there are too many possibilities involved to know exactly which one will hit or in what order. So you've got to be prepared for both to happen. Now,
what will happen once it does hit? Will the light beings go into the light and the darkened beings pass on, or how is that going to work?
Well, because I've spent 2 hours yesterday speaking on it, I'm not going to speak on it this afternoon to any great extent. I'm only interested in you ones paying attention to what is called null time, N-U-L-L. And you who were students and have done your homework will recognize from the Pleiades connections the voidance time, or the void time. And you will not confuse the two. The null time is a period when you will enter the fringe or the lip of this longer period in this photon belt. And that's all we're going to deal with, is that period of time of approximately a week. And it's going to slop over on either side, and you're already for over a year, well over a year, you have been experiencing intermittent signals that you are passing through this null time. This is when all electrons are balanced. They merge. And there is no electromagnetic pulses. You are in a static state of being. At the merging of these two elements, they move on and are becoming light particles, and therefore you are now dealing with photons or light particles. And therefore, I believe you can understand when you are now going to go through an entire system of nothing but light particles. That's why it is called the lighted time. All of this is known by the ancients. They're all ready for it. How much impact your technical people can have on it is more interesting than terribly important. The absolute workings of nature and natural cycles is going to treat it like a piddling flea. But it can impact your time segments because you have no concept of timelessness. So the important thing is to be prepared. You're going to be very much like you would be over on the coast after the big one. You're not going to have any electricity, period. That means that all systems go down. Your world cannot exist without electricity. Your sewers are pumped, your water is pumped, and you're going to be without water, you're going to be without electricity during that period of time. Your generators will not work. It will be just exactly like an electromagnetic powered craft coming down in front of your car, sending out that aura, and your car dies and won't start. This isn't panic-built time. Frankly, I hope the sun goes into the system first, because you're not going to hurt yourself as badly. Even though it's dark, you can feel your way around. The light, you won't think to protect yourself from very well, because it's not going to be as bright as if they ignite the atmosphere. It's going to burn your eyes. And I would rather deal with you in the dark for 3 days than having you in a panicked state of being in the light for a week. That kind of light. So it's that period. Now, what I'm going to have to tell you, and I would hope that it doesn't matter which any of you, that would be the greatest answer to all of my prayers, would be if you just said, ho-hum, we finally made it, and you're ready. Because I want to tell you that most everybody around this place is ready, because you don't have to go into a dungeon. You just have to make it through for 3 days to a week, staying pretty much in and having food that you don't have to cook, unless you have a little gas burner of some kind. If you've made some preparations, you're in good shape, because after you pass through this no time, everything should begin to pick up and operate basically normally. But gradually you will just get more and more and more into a lighted situation where you won't have cycles. And that too, there are so many possibilities involved that I cannot tell you that on the fifth day it's just going to be light from then on for 2,000 years. Mm-hmm. But that basically, I just about could. But there are possibilities that would prevent me from saying that. Natural phenomenon. And the projections of the ancients, the projections of the great teachers, the Aborigines, who are now out of dream time, and from Australia, tells you that on the 25th to 27th day of July is when this should happen. 25th is the one voted in.
1992.
It's a big year.
We should have our propane
Well, it'd probably be a good idea if you want your beans cooked. That is going to happen no matter what enters that belt first. You are going to have this no time. That is the integration and passing through this time of confusion of the energy particles. You see, what you have done is you have gone out, and now it's time to come back, and everything changes in its... Everything in your cycles change twice in every cycle.
Anton?
Yes?
Are you speaking of the contraction and expansion of the universe itself?
No. No. At this point, I'm speaking of contraction and expansion of this belt. This particle belt. And there are ways to impact it, but your planet's in a mess. It's got to be, it has to be changed. And we can go into the wonders of the duplicate planet, the created place, the higher energy forms. I'd rather get through the questions and then we can come back to it if there's, you know, if it's not too late. You're all going to be experiencing, and already have really, different sounds hitting your head, and you're going to be able to soon begin to distinguish what they are. I mean, from that speaker, for instance, you're going to have go ahead and have those shrill tones like that, because those are frequencies trying to, you know, if you could pull that in at the right frequency, it would carry its own tone. But you're getting this high shrill pitched electronic noise. Well, it's no different than Dorma might pick up in her head when I speak to her. And she has to adjust that frequency so that we can communicate, because I am an etheric being. And I don't choose at this time to be anything other than that. And ones will say, well, I show myself, you show yourself. Well, if you want to continue to show yourself, you're pretty dumb. But I'm not going to get you into that predicament by doing any such thing. You must rise above this petty, silly, little prove it to me. I don't want to belittle any being, because ultimately you are the one. But I'm telling you, these little fragments don't have any impact whatsoever on me. And anyone who is living in this egotistical consciousness, because when you grow beyond this ego consciousness of this state of experience, it never even occurs to you to be so self-centered. And you certainly do not need proof. And once you understand the workings and have done your homework, you know there cannot be any other way. We speak of reincarnation. Let's all go down and now each segment of belief system is going to do an evening on reincarnation. There can be nothing but reincarnation. You are the eternal idea of which visibility and invisibility are part of your cycle. Light and dark are part of your cycle. There can be nothing else. So I don't know what to discuss about reincarnation. There cannot be anything else. You simply cycle. Ah, but now let's talk about some needle stuff. Because to make this transition bodily, and hot dog, we've got the way. And then you can move into to this atmospherian status and then on into this etheric status without changing very much of anything. This only makes this experience interesting. But if you know what is coming, quote, scientifically, technically, universal law, you will know not only that this is possible, but that you're going to do it. And yet you can't do it with AIDS, you can't do it with cancer, you can't do it with these other things because you've handicapped yourself. Now they tell you just this very day, oh, well, now guess what? HIV doesn't cause AIDS. Therefore, there's no point in having a vaccination against HIV virus. What took them so long? They have to distract you a little while longer because you're beginning to open your eyes and say, oh, well, somebody did this. Well, I've got to have one of those frequency boxes so I can go lay in it and they can bombard me with red, white, and blue.
Excuse me, Commander, I'll turn the tape.
Good idea. You why I know there would be a future for you is so much more important than who might have fiddled around in the Giza pyramids, that it's almost a time waster to think about it. I serve only God of light. Light is the source of all things. All things. All. A-L-L. And it is infinite. It is forever. And through this light projection, this thought, because light is God, God is light. And through the projection of his lighted thought, or you manifest. We have so many things coming together now. And yet we've had to spend time in the most miserable disclosures and uncoverings and integration of that which daring ones have brought forth before, so that you can witness what they've done to you, what they have lied to you, because it is so massive that the being goes into total denial about it. And yet, this same group is planning, probably around the middle of May, you're going to be getting even some advertisements about it. They're going to try to prove to you that there are beings from outer space. They've got a lot of things planned for around the 17th of May. So keep your eyes and ears open and act accordingly to what your senses tell you. You don't have earthquakes on one edge of the continent toward the lower San Andreas. And then in a few days, you have another massive one on the other end. And I believe there's another question here that asked me. Are these man-made? Of course.
Tom, could I give you a piece of news I heard this morning?
Yes, let's share.
CNN, they were interviewing a woman from up Eureka who just had the news. And they asked her, you know, the details, what she felt about it and so forth. She says, well, you can even hear them in the atmosphere.
Oh, yes.
Says, oh, what do you mean? She says, well, it sounded like a sound boom.
Yes, I knew that, and I thank you. I thank you. Especially the ones that happened this morning. You see, what happened yesterday in this little town was that they were already having a celebration. There was a lot of noise, and then when that confusion hits, ones are not aware of what they heard until they literally get quiet and go back and try to restructure it. This is a native, natural response of human consciousness to just blanket. And these ones who have worked at the deceiving elements in your society know exactly how it works and what they can get away with. And they're getting ready to blame Space Command. The only way that you can be prepared is to know the truth of it. And yet ones will not open their eyes and ears enough to accept the truth of it, because somehow this is too weirdville. All of the things happening on your planet today, and they consider that communications via translator is weird. Your preachers get up in their pulpits every Sunday night, every Wednesday evening at prayer meeting, and we all join together and we pray and we're waiting for the coming, and where the hell do they think anyone's going to come from? Up through those earthquake cracks. If it comes off of this terrestrial place, it is extraterrestrial. And if I wanted to spend the time, I would just play the tapes from yesterday and let that be the meeting, because we need to discuss those things. And I cannot, in your limitation of time and space, get it all discussed. It's serious time. Many, many great and wondrous things are going to be happening. I say great and wondrous because you are the hope of this planet. And yet you need to know these clues. You need to feel this excitement of your mission coming into fruition. You have three kinds of world beings on your place within your functioning atmosphere and planet. You have all of these that you can reach out and touch and are in solid human form. For whatever reason, I don't want to go into it. These are corporeal. Then you have anthuriums.
Would you say
well, no, I won't. Because I'm not sure what you call them. Atmospheriums.
Well, an anthurium is a flower.
Yes, I know, and I realized it the minute I said it. You are a petunia and you are a zinnia. And please hold it in your heart. She's not even going to atmospherium. Thank you. We have to sneak it past her. She's still in the flower garden. You see, any translator is going to have to try to find a word in the language That's it.
That was close.
It was as near as we often get. These are just higher frequency beings. And every one of you in this room are moving into that level of functioning, that frequency, where you are becoming not, no pun intended to your Weight Watchers, where you're becoming much lighter. I know Diane is over there. Why isn't it reflected on those scales? Well, how could Weight Watchers sell you all that stuff if you lost all that weight? So you have to hang in there with their program and your own. And then you have the Aetherians. These are the invisible beings who I guess you could describe as vapors or energy forms, but with capability of being whatever we choose to be. Now, ones want to say, oh, well, we'll go through this metamorphosis and we will all be in the fifth dimension. No, you will not. You don't just hop from one dimension to another because the time of a transition and an evolution of a planet takes place. You're moving into a time where you will be entering a cycle that happens regularly. It is only impacted by compression and expansion, as all things, all thought, all light, all cause, all effect in the universe. So you cannot put a finite hour on it. You can only take the movement and action of the whole. And this is what yesterday's tapes are about, and I would like to just mention it enough that this will be some of the most valid, wonderful information that we've given you. Because now we're going to step out of this tragedy of Earth as much as we can. When we wrap up this CIA stuff, you will now know who your enemy is. And they can get up at any segment where anyone from anywhere is speaking, and they can shout it, anti-Semitic, and it won't mean a thing to you. And as things unfold, it will mean less and less and less and less to them also. Because as things begin to unfold, there's going to have to be an eye-opening experience. You do not have earthquakes at either end of a fault and nothing in the middle. So you have to say, well, what are they doing? Even if they're Aetherians, what in the soup are they doing? Well, they're just really getting you ready. Just like the Peruvian cargo plane. What in the name of anything would you have a super cargo plane running around in Peru, either with or without permission? Obviously, to haul cocaine to the United States, which is the major purchaser and importer. Oh, but we were not off course. What were they doing there in the first place? In a nation, in upheaval. Now, what do you get about Peru? Oh, those naughty, naughty people. They took over the government, cast out the Constitution, and we are going to go to war with them. We're going to put sanctions on them. We're going to do all this stuff. Why would you do that? And here I take extreme exception to what Dr. Coleman came up with. His informants told him the people were not behind this. The people are 95% behind this man. He fired the Congress And yesterday he fired the judicial system. He is bringing back into control the nation. Well, America doesn't like it, and you can guess why. This is exactly what is required to regain your own constitution. And Ross Perot cannot do it. He will not do it. He does not have insight enough. He does not know enough yet. Otherwise, he could do it. But he doesn't know these things any more than you know them. He is also a victim of the lie. Having been treated pretty well financially by this elite bunch, he cannot see that there is no industry upon which to build left in your nation. And yet even that could be surmounted. You see, there are all these little hidden laws. If you move your pharmaceutical industry to Costa Rica or Puerto Rico, you don't have to pay any federal tax. And you can ship all your pharmaceuticals back into the United States tax-free. So they all go. Well, if somebody took over your government and said you won't ship a confounded pill back in, you would find reactivation of these plants. And if you got the immigration problem under control, I didn't say like they do it now. This isn't free trade, this is treason. And when this master puppet speaks to the American organization, he speaks different tongue, people, than he does when he speaks to you. And if you don't keep hooked onto that cable and run past C-SPAN very often, you will not get it. It is not intended that you get it at all. And yet some things have to be run, or you really will come up in arms. You are going to pass through and into this photon belt. All of your scientists know it, your astronomers know it. You don't have new planets coming into your solar system. You are moving closer into the solar system of Pleiades. Alcyone is your central sun. Let's stop playing games about it. You're big enough to understand you come from Pleiades. And you come from the lighted segment of experience, and you're pushed down here into a time of what is called darkness, which is indicated by day and night. And that period lasts some 10,000 years. Then you will pass through another segment of some 2,000 years of light. That means you will have reflection from the suns of Pleiades and your own sun. And they're working diligently trying to clear your atmosphere and change things around your place so that you don't make it into this photon belt. Well, you're going to make it into the photon belt. That is as inevitable as is experience itself. God is sucking back. Creator is sucking back on his sucking in cycle. He got weary of blowing out. You're about the seventh solar system from Alcyon. You're the little people, the little brothers. You're going to meet yourself because you're not new. You're the lighted people to guide this place into its lighted cycle. Now you're going to be getting some clues about this. And I was interested in the conversation that was taking place just before we began, because you have a project. Top secret. Nobody knows about this. Everybody knows about this. You now have crafts running around in Southern California that are like two pyramids stuck together. That's called the Blackbird Project. That is to confuse all of you who thought the Blackbird was the SR-71. Oh, well, goodness gracious me. So when I countered that earlier on, I about gave Dr. Coleman's people a heart attack. Where did you get that information? Well, it isn't very hard to get information. But this is a remarkable craft. And they launched them right over here, over your mountain.
Commander?
Yes.
I pointed that Tuesday last in San Diego, they made a mistake and an amateur photographer had a night vision lens on his video camera and took a picture of one of those aircraft flying, and they showed it on television on Channel 10. And so it was on 11 o'clock news, and then they had an RF rendering. I called the next day, and they denied that they ever had that, that was a hoax, and it lost the master.
Yes. Oh my, they do lose a lot of things. Well, the interesting part of the conversation was that your technology on your place, you see, you ones want to go recreate things. Let us make some frequency boxes and blast out little viruses. You don't need to do that. Plus, you've already got it, and they already have it perfected. You're not going to do it. For one thing, it's already obsolete. And most of the ones tinkering with it and selling it know it doesn't work. Any better than the mind would work if it believed something was helping. And I usually try to play games with you so that I don't offend you and have you walk out before you ever hear anything important. But the technology on your earth now is basically the free energy type of utilization of these photons, light thrust systems. And they are very remarkable because you will see the light moving away from the bright lights, which appear to be the headlights on any craft. These are the thrust systems. They will always be to the rear. Now, would you like to tell these people in this room where the headlights were?
They were in the back of the aircraft.
Notably brilliant, bright. So we have some interesting things to talk about. From Australia, this has been pushed around, channeled, frequency studied on the possibilities and feasibilities, arrangements being pushed through to get it inhabitable soon for Australia, New Zealand, for the elite. They're covering all their bases all the time. Because after you get into this period of time, it will be your regular ice age coming back, probably. Now, this is what they're trying to do. Ignite the radioactive belt around your planet. That's always there, and I've told you what will happen. You're going to have a brilliant, brilliant burning light that will be completely around your globe if that happens. But they would then be able to pull off or drain off much of this photon energy. So we'll see. The most important thing you must know is that if your sun moves into this belt first, you'll go into immediate darkness. This will last for a very short period of time while you adjust, because there is no such thing as total voidance of light, not as you recognize it. And God works in mysterious ways, and guess what happens? You become luminescent. You glow in the dark. But all things will produce their own luminescence, which will give you enough visualization to get around. This could last up to a week. It probably will last 4 to 5 days. If the earth hits that belt first, your sky will light up, and for this same period of days, maybe less just a little bit, because you won't notice how the difference is at the end of this few days. It will appear that your atmosphere is on fire. Very bright, very terrifying, because it will just be there. It will not be a heated or a hot heat, but it will be X-ray, and it will be very damaging. Stay inside.
Is that what the Hopis talked about in their prophecy?
Yes.
Commander?
Yes.
What factors are dependent on whether the sun gets there first or whether we do? And
hold on a minute. We're going to practice here. Use the mic, please.
What factor?
Hey, that's really good.
What factors are included in whether or not the sun gets there first or the earth gets there first, and how long until our solar system enters that belt?
Compression and expansion of that belt itself, because the speed with which your planet is making its progress and going through its rotation is very little changed, even though your location to Pleiades is getting closer to Pleiades. But the extent of expansion or contraction of this 2,000-year cycle of photon, or this photon belt, can vary. And it can vary according to what man does to it. Many, many things. It can be impacted greatly. So it just, we can speculate. I will not for you. Forgive me, I will not. You ones get completely hung up on these things, and I want you prepared for both. Either one. If you're prepared, it doesn't matter either way. I understand the question, and I understand why you want to know. But if you go back and read Connection with the Pleiades, you will find all those answers in there, and I'm not going to repeat them, because I want you ones to start doing your work. And stop being afraid. Because the minute you know how it works, you stop the fear. And I know that it has been a long, hard journey to get to here. And I know that you just want all this information showered down on you. All I can tell you, there are too many possibilities involved to know exactly which one will hit or in what order. So you've got to be prepared for both to happen. Now,
what will happen once it does hit? Will the light beings go into the light and the darkened beings pass on, or How is that going to work?
Well, because I've spent 2 hours yesterday speaking on it, I'm not going to speak on it this afternoon to any great extent. I'm only interested in you ones paying attention to what is called null time, N-U-L-L. And you who were students and have done your homework will recognize from the Pleiades connections the voidance time, or the void time. And you will not confuse the two. The null time is a period when you will enter the fringe or the lip of this longer period in this photon belt. And that's all we're going to deal with, is that period of time of approximately a week. And it's going to slop over on either side, and you're already for over a year, well over a year, you have been experiencing intermittent signals that you are passing through this null time. This is when all electrons are balanced. They merge. And there is no electromagnetic pulses. You are in a static state of being. At the merging of these two elements, they move on and are becoming light particles, and therefore you are now dealing with photons or light particles. And therefore, I believe you can understand when you are now going to go through an entire system of nothing but light particles. That's why it is called the lighted time. All of this is known by the ancients. They're all ready for it. How much impact your technical people can have on it is more interesting than terribly important. The absolute workings of nature and natural cycles is going to treat it like a piddling flea. But it can impact your time segments because you have no concept of timelessness. So the important thing is to be prepared. You're going to be very much like you would be over on the coast after the big one. You're not going to have any electricity, period. That means that all systems go down. Your world cannot exist without electricity. Your sewers are pumped, your water is pumped, and you're going to be without water, you're going to be without electricity during that period of time. Your generators will not work. It will be just exactly like an electromagnetic powered craft coming down in front of your car, sending out that aura, and your car dies and won't start. This isn't Panicville time. Frankly, I hope the sun goes into the system first, because you're not going to hurt yourself as badly. Even though it's dark, you can feel your way around. The light, you won't think to protect yourself from very well, because it's not going to be as bright as if they ignite the atmosphere. It's going to burn your eyes. And I would rather deal with you in the dark for 3 days than having you in a panicked state of being in the light for a week. That kind of light. So it's that period. Now, what I'm going to have to tell you, and I would hope that it doesn't matter what to any of you, that would be the greatest answer to all of my prayers,
would be if you just said, ho-hum, we finally made it, and you're ready. Because I want to tell you that most everybody around this place is ready, because you don't have to go into a dungeon. You just have to make it through for 3 days to a week, staying pretty much in and having food that you don't have to cook unless you have a little gas burner of some kind. If you've made some preparations, you're in good shape, because after you pass through this null time, everything should begin to pick up and operate basically normally. But gradually you will just get more and more and more into a lighted situation where you won't have cycles. And that too, there are so many possibilities involved that I cannot tell you that on the fifth day it's just going to be light from then on for 2,000 years. Mm-hmm. But that basically, I just about could. But there are possibilities that would prevent me from saying that. Natural phenomenon. And the projections of the ancients, the projections of the great teachers, the Aborigines, who are now out of dream time, and from Australia, tells you that on the 25th to 27th day of July is when this should happen. 25th is the one voted in.
Hello. 1992.
1992.
Yeah.
It's a big year.
We should have our propane filled.
Well, it'd probably be a good idea if you want your beans cooked. That is going to happen no matter what enters that belt first. You are going to have this null time. That is the integration and passing through this time of confusion of the energy particles. You see, what you have done is you have gone out, and now it's time to come back, and everything changes in its... Everything in your cycles change twice in every cycle. Yes.
Are you speaking of the contraction and expansion of the universe itself?
No. No. At this point, I'm speaking of contraction and expansion of this belt, this particle belt. And there are ways to impact it, but your planet's in a mess. It's got to be, it has to be changed. And we can go into the wonders of the duplicate planet, the created place, the higher energy forms. I'd rather get through the questions and then we can come back to it if there's, you know, if it's not too late. You're all going to be experiencing, and already have really, different sounds hitting your head, and you're going to be able to soon begin to distinguish what they are. I mean, from that speaker, for instance, you're going to have go ahead and have those shrill tones like that, because those are frequencies trying to, you know, if you could pull that in at the right frequency, it would carry its own tone. But you're getting this high shrill pitched electronic noise. Well, it's no different than Dorma might pick up in her head when I speak to her. And she has to adjust that frequency so that we can communicate, because I am an etheric being. And I don't choose at this time to be anything other than that. And ones will say, well, I show myself, you show yourself. Well, if you want to continue to show yourself, you're pretty dumb. But I'm not going to get you into that predicament by doing any such thing. You must rise above this petty, silly, little prove it to me. I don't want to belittle any being, because ultimately you are the one. But I'm telling you, these little fragments,
don't have any impact whatsoever on me. And anyone who is living in this egotistical consciousness, because when you grow beyond this ego consciousness of this state of experience, it never even occurs to you to be so self-centered. And you certainly do not need proof. And once you understand the workings and have done your homework, you know there cannot be any other way. We speak of reincarnation. Let's all go down and now each segment of belief system is going to do an evening on reincarnation. There can be nothing but reincarnation. You are the eternal idea of which visibility and invisibility are part of your cycle. Light and dark are part of your cycle. There can be nothing else. So I don't know what to discuss about reincarnation. There cannot be anything else. You simply cycle. Ah, but now let's talk about some needle stuff. Because to make this transition bodily and hot dog, we've got the way. And then you can move into to this atmospherian status and then on into this etheric status without changing very much of anything. This only makes this experience interesting. But if you know what is coming, quote, scientifically, technically, universal law, you will know not only that this is possible, but that you're going to do it. And yet you can't do it with AIDS, you can't do it with cancer, you can't do it with these other things because you've handicapped yourself. Now they tell you just this very day, oh, well, now guess what? HIV doesn't cause AIDS. Therefore, there's no point in having a vaccination against HIV virus. What took them so long? They have to distract you a little while longer because you're beginning to open your eyes and say, oh, well, somebody did this. Well, I've got to have one of those frequency boxes so I can go lay in it and they can bombard me with red, white, and blue.
Excuse me, Commander. I'll turn the tape.
Good idea.